Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your daily dose of stoic wisdom with a side of real talk. Ever feel like you're wading through a sea of negativity? Like the world's just decided to throw a bucket of cold water on your sunny disposition. Yeah, me too. But that's why we're here, right? To equip ourselves with the tools, the mindset, the virtues to navigate those choppy waters and actually emerge feeling stronger, more resilient, even optimistic. Today, we're diving into cultivating hope and positivity in those moments when it feels like everything's going sideways. Now, I know what you're thinking. Easy for you to say, Logan, sunshine. But trust me, I've had my fair share of dark days. We all have. But the Stoics, those ancient philosophers who knew a thing or two about weathering life storms, they taught us that hope isn't some fluffy fairy tale, it's a conscious choice. It's a muscle you flex, a habit you cultivate. And just like any other skill, it takes practice. So, let's break down some practical Stoic strategies to help us stay afloat, even when the tides are rough. First up, focus on what's within your control. Remember, we can't control everything that happens to us, but we can control our reactions. When you're facing a challenge, ask yourself, what can I influence right now? Maybe it's choosing a positive mindset, taking a deep breath, or reaching out for support. Shifting your focus from what you can't change to what you can empowers you and fosters that sense of agency. Next, practice gratitude. Sounds simple, right? But seriously, take a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big and small. A warm cup of coffee, a funny meme, a kind gesture from a stranger. These little joys can make a world of difference when you're feeling down. It's like rewiring your brain to seek out the positive, even amidst the chaos. Thirdly, cultivate resilience. Think of it like this. Life is a series of waves. Some are gentle, some are towering monsters. But a resilient person doesn't sink beneath those waves, they ride them out, learning and growing from each experience. So, how do we build that resilience? Through facing our fears head on, bouncing back from setbacks, and remembering that challenges are opportunities for growth. And let's not forget about self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, especially during tough times. We all stumble, make mistakes, have moments of weakness. The key is to acknowledge those feelings without judgment and offer ourselves the same kindness we would extend to a friend. Because you deserve it. Finally, remember your purpose. When things get overwhelming, reconnect with what truly matters to you. What are your passions? Your values? What impact do you want to make on the world? Having a sense of purpose gives us direction and motivation, even when things feel dark. Ever had that moment where everything feels like it's falling apart? Maybe you lost a job, a relationship ended, or a health scare shook you to your core. It's in those moments that hope can seem like a distant star. But what if I told you that amidst the rubble, there's an opportunity for growth, for learning, for rediscovering your inner strength? Remember that friend who went through a brutal breakup. They emerged stronger, wiser, and with a newfound appreciation for themselves. Or that colleague who faced a major setback at work but used it as fuel to reinvent themselves and pursue their passion. It happens all the time. Those moments of adversity can become catalysts for incredible transformation if we choose to approach them with hope and resilience. Today's takeaway is simple. Hope isn't passive wishful thinking, it's an active practice. Cultivate it through gratitude, focus on what you can control, build your resilience, be kind to yourself, and remember your purpose. And remember, even in the darkest moments, there is always light within you waiting to shine. Keep your head up, keep fighting for that hopeful future, and know that you've got this. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little boost of hope today. Let's spread the positivity, one conversation at a time. I'll be back tomorrow with another dose of Stoic wisdom to help us navigate this crazy world together. Until then, keep striving for clarity and confidence.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.